This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. I'm pleased to speak with the director of the Allentown Health Bureau, Vicki Kistler. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Today, the governor lifts his stay-at-home order for the remaining counties in Pennsylvania. That includes Lehigh and Northampton counties, of course, which enter the yellow phase of the reopening plan. In a few words, how will that change life for the people of Allentown?
Well, we're really hoping that the lifting of the governor's order will allow people to get out and be a bit more social, although using safeguards to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It will allow some folks to get back to work, which is very much needed.
Mm-hmm.
And it will allow some of our businesses to incorporate the things that they've been planning and putting together to create a social distance while they're still allowing people to get out of their house and to get back to some sort of normalcy.
One of the criteria to get out of the red phase was to have a positive test case rate of 50 or fewer per 100,000 residents over a stretch of 14 days. Does Allentown meet that criterion?
Not yet. We're working toward that, and we're making progress, but we are still seeing some positivity in our community. Some of which is the result of more aggressive testing, but others is still that we do have virus circulating in the community.
So the total number of positive cases in Allentown is somewhere over 2,200, which comes out to something like 1,800 cases per 100,000 residents. Is that right?
Yes.
So that's higher even than hard-hit Philadelphia. Is it possibly the highest infection rate in Pennsylvania?
We're among the top two or three, yes. The Lehigh County is experiencing, and the city in particular, is experiencing a very high case count. But we're working very diligently to try to get that rate to go down.
Why are rates so high in Allentown?
Well, basically, we have quite a number of factors that influence our positivity rate in our city. We have a large number of healthcare workers that live and work around our city.
Mm-hmm.
We are also very warehouse rich outside the city. So we have a large number of our citizens who go to work every day in a warehouse, in a food service industry, in our meat packing plants that are located outside the city, but still within what's considered to be a normal commute. So many of our residents leave the city every day to work in those high risk professions.
So these essential life-sustaining services are kind of a two-edged sword. On the one hand, we have access to them here in the Lehigh Valley, but they also contribute to the higher rate of COVID-19 among the residents.
Yeah, definitely. We also have many of our citizens who live in apartments or smaller living quarters and have larger families. So when you have a dense population, the virus can spread much more easily.
Let me ask you, is there a chance that Lehigh County could have to move back to red status and re-implement stay-at-home in the coming weeks or months?
We are certainly hoping that that is not the case. Basically, we're very pleased to report that the number of individuals who are hospitalized right now is very, very low. The number of individuals on ventilators is very, very low. So although our case count continues to occur, it is going down, and the people that we are seeing as cases have a much more mild illness than the original onslaught where we had many people with serious complications.
Mm. How long-term are you able to speculate, given the so many unknowns? Are you planning ahead? Are you looking ahead to greater testing, to contact tracing, to even to vaccine trials?
Those of us in public health are looking forward to all of those things, to more robust contact tracing. We're building those systems now to the hopeful arrival of a vaccine that will be safe and effective. Public health has been saying since the beginning of public health that one of the most important ways that we combat disease is through hand washing and through disinfecting.
Hmm. And maybe until the vaccine arrives, we can add face masks to that list.
Exactly. And face masks have become standard for many people now. Although many are saying it's taking them a while to find one they like or one that they feel comfortable with, I think people are starting to adjust to the fact that it's keeping them healthy.
Vicki Kistler is the director of the Allentown Health Bureau. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brad, for having me. And anyone who has questions about COVID can call us at the Allentown Health Bureau at any time.